And I remember looking at these two versions of my obituary and thinking, oh boy, I'm on totally the wrong track here. If I carry on living as I am now, I'm just not going to end up where I want to be in 5 years or 10 years or at the end of my life. I made a few changes, let go of some of those trappings of my old life, and through a bit of a leap of logic, decided to row across the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic rowing race runs from the Canaries to Antigua. It's about 3,000 miles. And it turned out to be the hardest thing I had ever done. Sure, I'd wanted to get outside of my comfort zone, but what I'd sort of failed to notice was that getting out of your comfort zone is by definition extremely uncomfortable. And my timing was not great either. 2005, when I did the Atlantic, was the year of Hurricane Katrina. There were more tropical storms in the North Atlantic than ever before since records began. And pretty early on, those storms started making their presence known. All four of my oars broke before I reached halfway across. Oars are not supposed to look like this. But what can you do? You're in the middle of the ocean. Oars are your only means of propulsion. So I just had to look around the boat and figure out what I was going to use to fix up these oars so that I could carry on. So I found a boat hook and my trusty duct tape and splintered the boat hook to the oars to reinforce it. Then when that gave out, I sawed the wheel axles off my spare rowing seat and used those. And then when those gave out, I cannibalised one of the broken oars. I'd never been very good at fixing stuff when I was living my old life, but it's amazing how resourceful you can become when you're in the middle of the ocean and there's only one way to get to the other side.